L-Awstralja huwa pajjiż fejn il-popolazzjoni qed issir anzjana u huma l-komunitajiet ta' migranti anzjani li l-aktar deħlin fiż-żmien. Din hija twissija mill-Federazzjoni tal-Kunselli tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fl-Awstralja FECCA. U waqt li inkomplu navvanzaw fiż-żmien numru ta' każi ta' abbuż fuq l-anzjani fil-pajjiż qed ikompli jikber. Il-unit tal-prevenzjoni tal-abbuż tal-anzjani tikkalkula li l-abbuż fuq l-anzjani jiswa lis-sistema tas-saħħa aktar minn $350 million fis-sena. Tgħid ukoll li għal kull każ li jirċievu dwar l-abbuż tal-anzjani ikun hemm 4 darbiet oħra ta' każi li ma jkunux irrappurtati. Li tkun migrant f'pajjiż fell-isfond kulturali u lingwistiku jkun differenti huwa sfida. Meta taqbeż is-60 sena dilli sfida tal-lingwa tista' iżżid iċ-ċans tiegħek ta' iżolazzjoni soċjali. Alexander Abramov, il-manager tal-programm tad-djar u appoġġ soċjali fil-komunità jgħid l-iżolazzjoni hija fattur importanti li jikkontribwixxi għal vulnerabilità tal-anzjani.
It is a language barrier, it is a misunderstanding of or lack of knowledge of the service system. Because the service system in Russia, where they've come from, or from China, or from Europe, where they've come from, is totally different to what it is here. It's isolation, it's lack of confidence in asking. We've always argued that social support is such an important part because it keeps people connected with not only their own community, but information from outside of that community. People talk.
Din il-vulnerabilità tista' tagħmel lill-anzjani il-mira ta' abbuż minn stranġieri u ħafna drabi mill-familji tagħhom stess. L-avukat Melissa Chepperlin mis-Servizz ta' Drittijiet tal-Anzjani fi New South Wales tell lill-anzjani fi kwistjonijiet ta' abbuż. Hija tispjega kif l-abbuż fuq l-anzjani jista' jseħħ.
It commonly can occur in family relationships. You'll get elder abuse, whether it's financial or physical, by family members. It could be a daughter or son or other related family member that's coming into the home of the older person. And where these relationships break down and are put under strain, elder abuse can arise.
L-organizzazzjoni dinjija tas-saħħa tiddefinixxi l-abbuż fuq l-anzjani bħala qatt ta' darba jew ripetut jew nuqqas ta' azzjoni xierqa li jseħħ fi kwalunkwe relazzjoni fejn hemm aspettazzjoni li l-persuna anzjana tafdal lil dik il-persuna li tkun tieħu ħsiebha li tikkaġuna ħsara jew inkwiet lil persuna anzjana. L-Assoċjazzjoni tal-Prevenzjoni tal-Abbuż tal-Anzjani fil-Viktorja tgħid li 90% tal-każi ta' minuwetta l-abbuż fuq l-anzjani ikun membru tal-familja. Is-Servizz ta' Drittijiet tal-Anzjani fi New South Wales jgħid li waqt li l-każi tal-abbuż fuq l-anzjani ħafna drabi ma ikunux irrappurtati jista' jaffettwa sa' 10% tal-anzjani madwar id-dinja. Għall-anzjani bi sfond multikulturali il-lingwa tista' twassal għal nuqqas ta' komunikazzjoni. Alexander Abramov, manager tal-kura tal-anzjani, jgħid li l-kapaċitajiet tal-lingwa ħafna drabi jillimitaw il-komunikazzjoni tal-anzjani u jillimitaw il-kapaċitajiet tagħhom biex jifhmu deċiżjonijiet legali jew finanzjarji.
You can imagine someone that doesn't have a big network of people and relies on one or two people. It's very easy for those people to get the old person to sign something that they didn't understand what they're signing, they're a big bother to the person, and even though the carer in inverted commas is supposed to be helping the person stay at home, what they're in fact doing is they're waiting for that person basically to die and providing very minimal support.
Bil-prezzijiet jolew tal-kera u l-propjetà fl-Awstralja hija ħaġa komuni li l-anzjani jgħixu ma' membri aktar żgħażagħ tal-familja, imma id-dipendenza tagħhom fuq il-familja tista' tikber.
The elderly that we come into contact with, they're very trusting of their children, very trusting of their children, and they won't read and they don't understand the English documents that they get in the mail, and they're very prone to abuse in that way, and if they don't have any other support networks, people that they can go to. I recently had someone that was concerned about this very matter, and they'd signed a power of attorney for their daughter, but they didn't understand what it was all about.
L-Avukat Melissa Chepperlin mis-Servizz ta' Dritti tal-Anzjani tgħid li l-każi tal-abbuż fuq l-anzjani ħafna drabi jinvolvi l-użu tal-prokura, il-power of attorney, biex tkun ikkontrollata il-ħajja tal-anzjani.
Power of attorney is where an older person appoints a person to manage their financial and legal affairs on their behalf, so do their banking, for example. And while that older person has capacity, they act in accordance with the older person's instructions. An enduring power of attorney is a more powerful document in that when the older person lacks that mental capacity to make their own decisions, then the attorney acts in their best interests.
L-avukat Melissa Chepperlin tgħid li l-prokura tista' tintuża wkoll f'każi ta' abbuż finanzjarju.
We get a lot of calls through our service in terms of financial abuse where an attorney is breaching their fiduciary obligations under a power of attorney, so they're using the older person's funds for their own purposes. Or we get a lot of calls in relation to an older person making a contribution to a child's home on the understanding they can reside there for life, and then that relationship breaks down and they're forced to find alternative accommodation or bring legal proceedings against the family.
Alexander Abramov, manager tal-kura tal-anzjani, jgħid li ħafna drabi tifel jew tifla waħda tal-anzjan jew anzjana li tkun jista' jkun responsabbli għall-abbuż.
There isn't any one stereotype, there really isn't. It all depends on the character of the person, the age, how confident they are with handling their own finances and their own matters, how isolated they are. If, for example, the elderly person has a number of children, but the other children are estranged or are living in another country and there's one child, and that often is a situation that's prone to abuse.
Il-helpline, linja ta' informazzjoni għall-għajnuna għall-abbuż tal-anzjani f'New South Wales State li ħafna drabi l-anzjani, isibuha diffiċli biex jarfu li qegħdin ikunu abbużati. L-anzjani ħafna drabi joqogħdu lura biex jammettu li qegħdin ikunu abbużati minn membru tal-familja jew xi ħadd li jieħu ħsiebhom. L-avukat Melissa Chepperlin tgħid li meta l-abbuż ikun irrappurtat huma jkollhom is-seta' li jgħinu.
Violence can be verbal abuse. We had one call where a spouse had said, if you don't do this, I'll put a knife through you. So that's a form of domestic violence, that in verbal abuse and intimidation. So there are remedies available. People can contact the police and have them act on their behalf and get an apprehended violence order taken out against the person. And if that person wants them to, they can be removed from the home.
Il-Federazzjoni tal-Kunsilli tal-Komunitajiet Etniċi fl-Awstralja fekka dal-aħħar ħarġet il-viżjoni tagħha sas-sena 2020 għall-anzjani Awstraljani minn sfond kulturali u lingwistiku divers. Il-viżjoni tgħid li l-anzjani għandhom ikunu kapaċi jgħixu ħajja tajba għalihom, jikkontribwixxu u ikunu involuti fil-komunitajiet tagħhom u jkollhom aċċess għall-support meta jkollhom bżonn. Mary Patezzos minn Network ta' referenza l-anzjani ta' b'saħħita ta' Fekka tgħid li huwa dwar it-titjib tal-kwalità tal-ħajja tagħhom.
Fekka's vision and belief is that older Australians from called backgrounds, from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, should be able to live a life as full as possible and a meaningful life that allows them to contribute to Australian society. And engage with that society and enjoy their own communities. And only when they need to, because they're very much at the end of their life, if they require care, that's when they should be able to access care that is of high quality and of a standard that is appropriate for all Australians.
Li il-persuna anzjana tkun kapaċi timmaniġja il-ħajja tagħha ta' kuljum hija parti ewlenija mill-viżjoni.
You can exercise choice and control as if you're an informed consumer. So what we're advocating for is that that choice is really only enabled if you have the power and the knowledge to exercise choice. So what we're essentially saying is that called Australians need to understand what services are available to them. They need to be able to communicate those their needs in their own language, and they also need to be able to talk to people so that they can understand what services are available so that they can make informed choices.
Jekk ikollok bżonn l-għajnuna dwar kwistjonijiet ta' abbuż fuq l-anzjani fit-tex il-linja ta' għajnuna il-helpline fl-istat fejn toqgħod billi tmur f'www.myagecare.gov.au. Jekk titkellem lingwa oħra minn barra l-Ingliż, ikkuntattja l-National Translating and Interpreting Service fuq il-numru 1-3-1-4-4-0.